the city of Stonecrest. What are the proposed boundaries, basically?
Basically, the exits are Panola, Evans Mill, and Turner Hill Roads. Back toward the east, and Browns Mill, back toward the west and north, toward Norris Lake.
So basically, it's a big chunk of southeast DeKalb County?
Exactly. 61 square miles, to be exact.
And the estimated population?
77,000.
Recently, as you know, Lakeside City, Tucker, City of Briarcliff, all those in central and north DeKalb County have floated proposals for independent cityhood. Are you afraid of sort of getting left behind now that there seems to be a stampede in DeKalb County for independent cities?
We're not, actually, because we present a unique opportunity for our corridor. As we talk, I think Lakeside has done a fantastic job, as a matter of fact, particularly under the leadership of Mary Kay Woodworth and Kevin Levitas and their board. As we look at the other city opportunities in the South, as a matter of fact, we're the only one that presented a real opportunity for cityhood, which is the Stonecrest City Alliance.
Is your move towards cityhood different than, say, what the motivation may be for other cities in DeKalb? What's the primary reason?
I think we're really different, as a matter of fact. Let me tell you why. One is that, of course, the three P's that you followed before with police protection and those type of things that we've been talking about, our primary motivation is economic development. Economic development in the north of DeKalb and central DeKalb, they've done a very good job in the southeast corridor of DeKalb County, where Stonecrest is the heart of. We need that to happen for us also.
Do you think DeKalb County government has been a hindrance to economic development in southeast DeKalb?
I think it's been a challenge on their end, and I think it's been a matter of focus or the lack thereof. I think that in this economy and this environment, you're going to have a real focus with regards to bringing businesses to that corridor. As far as we see it, and the citizens in that area, if you can bring jobs there, if you can bring higher institutions of education or education like a college or so, and draw that business to our corridor, that's going to solve a lot of the problems that we have.
So what is your relationship with DeKalb County? I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, here's what we want DeKalb County to know. This is not an adversary position with us. We see DeKalb County as a viable partner in this opportunity because, remember, we're only providing three services. They'll provide the other 13, 14, and 15 that they're very good at, as a matter of fact, with watershed management, fire, workforce development. But what DeKalb County is going to have to do, they're going to have to restructure. They're going to have to change their household because as cities come on, they're going to take up employee bases. That means that DeKalb County itself is going to have to shrink its employee base and do some things that are different. And they may even have to change their form of government. But the way DeKalb County should be looking at this is a partnership with these cities that are coming up and become a competent service provider. That's how DeKalb County can win in this.
I read, I think, maybe on your website that you are advocating building a convention center or an amphitheater in southeast DeKalb. Could that be done if you don't create a city?
It could be, but I think the larger draw for that is having a city in place where you have a mayor and council and a separate economic development person or persons to be able to draw those things to your area. So, yes, it could be, but I think where this lies is a brand identity issue. And having a brand identity such as Stonecrest and what you draw and offer in the city of Stonecrest will have a lot to do with being able to realize those dreams and goals that we have.
Some individuals involved in the other DeKalb cityhood proposals have some complaints, I think you could say, with some county services. Do you guys feel that way at all, that DeKalb has fallen short in some areas, maybe in public safety or in zoning issues?
Well, I'll go back to my original statement. I think it's an issue of focus to fall short in some areas. They have some areas of needs improvement that I think that probably could happen. And let me be very specific. They have a great police force. It's just not enough of them, period. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. Planning and zoning, I think that has to be a real concentrated effort to be successful in a corridor. We'll use Stonecrest as an example, to separate what is industrial, to separate what is commercial, residential, and then we have a good deal of green spaces in that area. So it has to be conducive for that particular area. And last but not least, parks and rec. I think that we could do probably a, a better concentration of what we have out there to offer the people that want to live, work, play, and worship in the Stonecrest Corridor.
Your plan map for the city of Stonecrest, it's interesting. There's one little round island in the middle, the city of Lithonia.
Sure.
So you'll completely surround that independent city that exists now.
That's correct.
But your intention is to incorporate, if you will, the unincorporated parts of Lithonia into Stonecrest. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What's the sentiment in the city of Lithonia toward that?
Well, there's two schools of thought here. One is that you have to understand that Lithonia has their own city council and mayor. And they're going after a different brand than we are. They're looking for a historic brand. We're not trying to incorporate a historic brand. We're trying to incorporate an economic development and job creation brand. So they have their agenda and we have ours.
You estimate that Stonecrest will have about 75, 76,000 people?
77,000. That's correct.
Do you have figures on the racial composition of that?
At this point, what we've seen is 90.1% African American. And it would be the 10th largest city in Georgia if created under that, right on the Johns Creek, as a matter of fact, if created in that same structure.
As you may know, some of the proposed cities in North DeKalb, where the new cities would be majority white, have come under criticism by, you know, this is a racial thing that's part of the motivation. How do you respond to critics who say the same of Stonecrest?
I completely disagree. And the reason that I and our alliance disagree with that statement is that it's just a matter of geography. In fact, there's more African Americans that live in South DeKalb and more whites live in North DeKalb, North and Central DeKalb. So it's a physical piece of it with regards to where folks live at this certain point. Our issues are the same as the north and central part of DeKalb, which is we want to create more quality. We want to create jobs. We want the better police protection, zoning, parks, the same issues. We just happen to be situated in a point where more blacks live in the south of DeKalb and more whites live in the north.
Other critics have pointed out that Southeast DeKalb really can't support the cost of a new city. There's not the revenue base there. There's not the tax base. Too many homes are underwater and not enough businesses are healthy enough to generate the income that would be needed to create a new city. How do you respond to that?
And I would say wait on the study that comes back that we paid for at the Carl Vinson Institute. We think, of course, that they are wrong about that. Just the sheer size and mass that we have with regards to what we're looking at in those four keys, which is commercial, residential, industrial, and green space, we think we have enough tax revenue and the ability to grow from there to sustain the city and do very well, as a matter of fact.
A couple of lawmakers have suggested that maybe Stonecrest isn't big enough, that perhaps you should incorporate more of South DeKalb, South Central DeKalb. Have you thought about that?
We took a look at that. However, that is in conflict with what we are trying to create, which is a solid brand for what we look at to be able to grow business in that arena. So there's available 313,000 residents that would be left after all the other cities, if you will, would combine. Let's say, for instance, in the north where Lakeside and Tucker and some other places are, if they incorporate, what's left is 313,000. Now, out of that 313,000, we're looking at 77,000. So those pundits in that area have 235 and change thousand residences that they can create another town with. They don't need Stonecrest to be 313,000 people. Plus, we didn't think that we would be effective at being it anyway.
Southeast DeKalb's legislators in the General Assembly, solidly Democratic.
Sure.
Yet the General Assembly is overwhelmingly Republican. So I'm sure you've thought about this. How are you going to navigate in the General Assembly once you get to that point in January, I would assume, once the feasibility study says yes, that you can go ahead and do this? How are you going to navigate Republican approval of this?
Well, we're relying on the fact that everyone is going to give us an opportunity to have our say. So let's say, for instance, the study comes back saying, okay, they're large enough, they're feasible enough, they have enough revenue in this area because of their four keys that they have. Let's take it to a vote for the General Assembly so that it can be in legislation, and then at that point the people can vote. We strongly feel that if the study comes back like I think it will, that we'll be given our shot, Democrat or GOP, for us to have an opportunity for the people to have their say. And you bring up a very key point. We don't believe that we will be denied access for the people to have their say.
Have you done any canvassing, any polling within your proposed area as far as what the public sentiment is?
We're at a 90% approval rating at this point. As a matter of fact, you can gauge that by the neighborhood meetings that we have, the private one-on-ones, the large group meetings publicly that we have. And it's interesting you mention that. It starts out about 50-50. 50% of the people are against it, and 50% of the people don't know. By the end of our seminar, the end of the educational portion of that, we have a 90% approval rating because they need to be educated as to what the value proposition is and why we should be self-governed, why we should be self-determined, and why we should, you know, have our own city in that corridor.
Stonecrest Mall is in the heart of your proposed city.
That's correct.
And New Birth Missionary Baptist Church is in your new city as well.
That's correct.
I would think that New Birth's support would be key to the success of this. Am I right?
I think it is one of the keys, yes. And I actually spoke at New Birth several Sundays ago and had a resounding approval rating with regards to what we were presenting, you know, to the congregation. So it is one of the keys. Stonecrest Mall is another key. The Panola Industrial Area and the Lithonia Industrial Area are other keys. So it's a collection of keys that actually will allow us to open the door with regards to, you know, quite frankly, prosperity for that area and the growth of it.
If folks want more information, best way to get it?
Best way to get it is www.stonecrestcityalliance.org. And also, we're continuing to educate, you know, people with regards to this area. There is a group, and you asked this earlier, and I want to be very specific with you, particularly the mix of how things happen in this area. How we raised the money was through our seminars, individual efforts, and a very key group that's in that area that did well for us, which is the Stonecrest Business Alliance, who's led by Wesley Dowdy. So it was very key that all of these areas put in with regards to where we were going. So we didn't have, you know, large individual donors and one or two that make up $30,000. It took, you know, several hundred entities and people to be able to get that done. So I go back to your question just to say that's how we can gauge. We've done very well with regards to where the cityhood effort is.
Jason Larry is president and chairman of the Stonecrest City Alliance. Mr. Larry, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us.